Welcome to Scheib Park in Philadelphia, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Philadelphia Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Frenchy Ahalt. Batting second. The center fielder, Mule Haas. Batting third. The first baseman, Zeke Bonura. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Al Simmons. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Bob Bokin. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Jimmy Dykes. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Joe Chamberlain. Batting eighth. The catcher, Ed Majeski. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Les Tichet. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Les Tichet. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Doc Kramer. Batting second. The second baseman, Rabbit Wurstler. Batting third. The left fielder, Bob Johnson. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Jimmy Fox. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Eric McNair. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Ed Coleman. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Pinky Higgins. Batting eighth. The catcher, Charlie Berry. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Al Benton. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Al Benton. And now, play ball. Frenchy Ahalt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ahalt is called out on strikes. One out. Mule Haas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fox scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Haas for the out. Two outs. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fox scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Bonura for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer takes first base on ball 4. Rabbit Wurstler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wurstler hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bokin fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson strikes out. Majeski throws to second to catch Wurstler, who is caught in a rundown. The throw to Bokin, who drops the ball. Wurstler is safe on the error. There goes Wurstler. Here's the throw, and he's safe. Two outs. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox takes first base on ball 4. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dykes fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bob Bokin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bokin hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Simmons moves to second. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes bunts, foul, towards first. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Chamberlain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chamberlain takes first base on ball 4. Simmons moves to third. Bokin moves to second. Ed Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski strikes out. Two outs. Les Tichet is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tichet hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Kramer. Tichet reaches second base with a double. Simmons scores. Boken scores. Chamberlain goes all the way around to score. It's 3-0, White Sox. Frenchy Uholt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Uholt is 0-for-1 in the game. Uholt hits a ball on the ground towards short. McNair fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. TJ moves to third. Mühlhaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 0-for-1 in the game. Haas hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Coleman, who is chasing the ball. Haas reaches third base with a triple. TJ scores. Uholt goes all the way around to score. It's 5-0, White Sox. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura is 0-for-1 in the game. Bonura takes first base on ball 4. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Simmons takes first base on ball 4. Bonura moves to second. Roy Mahaffey now pitching. Bob Boken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boken is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Boken hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Athletics 0. The Athletics will come to bat. Lou Finney pinch hits for Ed Coleman. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. TJ fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Simmons. Higgins reaches second base with a double. Charlie Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Majeski settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roy Mahaffey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mahaffey hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Dykes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Athletics 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Lou Finney now playing right field. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 0-for-1 in the game. Dykes hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Mahaffey juggles the ball. That's an error on Mahaffey. Joe Chamberlain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chamberlain is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Chamberlain hits a ball on the ground towards third. Higgins fields it. Throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Ed Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski is 0-for-1 in the game. Majeski hits a ball on the ground towards short. McNair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Athletics 0. The Athletics will come to bat. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Kramer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Boken misplays the ball. That's an error on Boken. Rabbit Wurstler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wurstler is 0-for-1 in the game. Wurstler hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Kramer moves to second. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-1 in the game. Johnson hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Majeski settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. TJ fields it and throws to first for the out. Kramer moves to third. Wurstler moves to second. Two outs. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 0 for 1 in the game. McNair hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dykes fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Les Tiche is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tiche is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got 3 RBIs. Tiche hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Finney settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frenchy Uhalt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Uhalt is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Uhalt hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Haas takes first base on ball 4. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Haas moves to second. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Bonura hits a ball on the ground towards short. McNair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 0 for 1 in the game. Finney hits a ball on the ground towards short. Chamberlain scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Higgins hits a pop-up towards third. Dykes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Markham pinch hits for Charlie Berry. Johnny Markham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Markham hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Majeski settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Frankie Hayes now catching. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Simmons strikes out. One out. Bob Boken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boken is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Boken hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 0 for 2 in the game. Dykes hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Boken moves to third. Joe Chamberlain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chamberlain is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Chamberlain strikes out. Two outs. Ed Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski is 0 for 2 in the game. Majeski hits a pop-up towards short. McNair settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bing Miller pinch hits for Roy Mahaffey. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller strikes out. One out. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Kramer takes first base on ball 4. Rabbit Wurstler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wurstler is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Wurstler hits a fly ball into right field. Uhalt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 2 in the game. Johnson hits a fly ball into right field. Buchholz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 5, and Philadelphia Athletics, 0. Goodbye from Scheib Park in Philadelphia.